I guess we're doing now. Yeah, so the question is does a Mazid guy go, does a guy killed by Mazid go to Ar Mikla? Okay, that's basically the question. Okay? At least at first. First, I mean, obviously, once he's tried in a Bezdin, then he gets his Chayiv Misa, so then obviously he gets killed. But until then, so if you look here, this is the best place to start here is Yoram HaBez, here, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi B'Hiromer. It's like kind of near from Rabbi Nachanan, a little bit below Rabbi Nachanan starts. Tanya, middle of the line. Okay, Liyado is the beginning of the line. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi B'Hiromer. Betchila echad shogeg ve'echad mezid matin lari mikla. So, at first, when they first kill, okay, when they first kill, betchila, right? Rashi says betchilas mishpatim shalotzchem v'ikara. The beginning of the din of murders and their essence zehu is this echad shogeg ve'echad mezid. So both shogeg and mezid matin lari mikla. So the first thing is, the din is, everyone run. Right when you murder, you run to Beis Din. That's it. Then Beis Din sends you, gets you out. Okay, Jake, you have this, it's Yudim and Beis. So this first thing is, everybody who kills Makos, everyone kills runs to Beis Din, runs to Ar Mikla, then Beis Din gets him. Mishin is Chayiv Misa Harguhu. Whoever is Chayiv Misa, Beis Din kills him. Shinamar. Shenemar, Yudim and Beis. Like 2/3. Shenemar, Vishalchu Zigne Yiro Velachu Oso Misham, Vinosan Oso Biad Goldan. Okay, so that can Yudim and Beis. So it says, Vichiel is Soni Lurieyo. So if a person hates his friend, or his enemy, the Orav Lo Vikamalav, and he ambushes him, and he comes upon him, Vichon Afesh Vameis, and he kills him. Vinosan Lachasarim, Vichal. And he runs to one of these cities. Alright? Vishalchu Zikne Iro, the Zakanim of a city send for him, Vallaku Oso Misham. And they take him out of there. The Nasnu Oso Biad Goladam Vames. Then Beis Din takes him out and brings him to court. If Yischaev Misa. Right? Mishchaev Misa Argohu. Shinem Rashal Zikne Iro Vallaku Oso Misham. Nasnu Biad Goladam Vames. Right? So they kill him. If they find out that he's guilty, then they kill him. And it seems that the halacha is the Goldam gets first crack. Okay, first. Mishilo Neschayev, Patru. Chaimis Nepater, Mishinem Rabbit Silu. Hoide Serotech, Vyad Goldam. They say. Right. Right, so that seems pretty clear. Basic saying, he kills someone on purpose, he runs to Ar Mikla. And then the Beis Din gets him, brings him out. And tries him and kills him if need be, and if not, then if he's a shogi, then they bring him back. But you see, he's a regular guy who kills on purpose, runs the Ar Mikla. Right? It's open. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says back. No. Me Atzman hit Golem. No, you're not Chayiv Golos. They don't really go to Mikla. They just do on their own. Kizvurim heim echad shehu hameze koltos. Because they think that the Ar Mikla protects everybody. But they don't realize that it doesn't work. It only works for shogi. Rashi. Rabbi Yalomar cuts of Shiagala. The pasuk is not saying get him out of there and kill him. Nafkamina. I mean, I guess, is it a halacha? Is it a halacha that he should go there? Right? Is it a halacha that he's supposed to go there? Right? Is he supposed to go there, and presumably is he going to be safe? Wouldn't there be a Nachmin? I would think the Nachmin would be, is until the Beis Din, like let's say, could the Gol Adam go and kill him in there, in the meantime? Right? What? Can't or can? Well, if the halacha is the second way, that really he doesn't really have any right to be there, it has nothing to do with him, it's just a mistake, and then it's a shogeg kultos, mezein kultos, so it's not going to protect him. But if the halacha is that...
can't just say that looked like shogeg and then kill the guy.
Oh.
Well,
Right? I mean, that's what he's saying. According to the first sheet, though, he's saying is that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to do that. He's supposed to run there and get protection. According to the second sheet, though, no. He's not supposed to. He's not supposed to go there and get protection. I mean, maybe he mistakenly does, but he's not supposed to. I mean, in theory, look, I mean, in general, it's a good chance the Golanam will be coming after him. Right? I mean, it might be in his best interest to, if he's supposed to. Presumably, the reason why he's supposed to is to protect him. Why is he supposed to? Like, why is he supposed to? Presumably, he's supposed to because he's worried the Golanam's going to kill him. Right? Maybe the Golanam shouldn't or whatever, but one is the Golanams do sometimes. So, that's presumably that's why he should protect him. But the second sheet is saying, no, he shouldn't. Now, sometimes they mistakenly do. It seems to be pretty... I mean, if you're just honest with the Pesukim, it sounds like it. The first Peshat is a more reasonable way to read the Pesukim. I mean, I guess there are two ways to read it, but I mean... Pasuk says, V'chli yeshlo nedereyehu v'arav l'vakamal v'ikon nafesh v'meis. So if a person kills b'meisid, v'nas alachas harim v'choy. V'nas alachas harim ha'el, and he runs one of these cities. Sounds like he does. But I guess then it says, V'sholchu ziknei yiro v'lachu aso misham v'nasu yadam, then they take him out. So I guess the question is does v'nas mean and he should run? Or is it part of the case? If a person does this and he runs, then v'sholchu ziknei yiro. I guess that's the question. Like, where is the end of the case? And where is the din? Is the case, he kills b'mezid and he runs, and then the din is Bezdin takes him out of there? Or is the case that he kills b'mezid and the din is Vinas, step one, Vinas, he runs. Step two, Bezdin takes him out of there if he's prosecuted. You know? I guess it's really too easy to read the passage. It's interesting. Yeah. Okay, so I'll tell you, I'm thinking like what Mark's saying. Okay? That, see, in Ari Miklat, there's really two functions in Ari Miklat. Two functions of Ari Miklat. One function is protection. It's an Ari Miklat. It's an Ari protection. Right? It's dangerous. Killers are in danger. Right? Killers are in danger of relatives who are upset. And they're in danger. They're often going to revenge is a common thing, and people are going to go after them. And they're in danger. And the Torah protects the killer. Unless he's definitely, unless he's mazed, right? If he's mazed and he's prosecuted as mazed, then we don't protect him. Then we give him over to the Golanam. And we let them kill him. But short of that, it's in general the Torah's... A killer of a shogeg, certainly we want to protect. And a killer who might be mazed, who's in the middle of, you know, hasn't yet been prosecuted. So then also, in theory, we would want to protect, right? Why not? He hasn't been tried, right? So in other words, there's a function of Ari Mikla, Aper, right? It's a kapara. It's an onesh for a person who has a certain type of a crime. And this onesh brings him a kapara. It atones him. Right? It's a system which is designed to reform and cause tshuva and bring about a kapara of a certain, of a, what would say, a peshogig for his state. It's not, there's no kapara for Rotzeach B'mezid. There is no kapara for I mean, yeah, death is his machabes kapara. Functions of Lari Miklat. One is protection, the other is kapara. One is the onesh, which is a machaber. Okay? Now, the thing is like this, is the machlokes is could you separate those two? Okay? Could the function of Miklat, of protection, exist without the din onesh, without the din of kapara? Okay, because in theory we would want to protect the Rotzeach B'mezer. We'd want to offer him protection until he comes to court. Okay, but the thing is, you could argue that that's not what our Miklat does. That's not what our Miklat's for. Our Miklat is a makom of kapara. That's the nature of the city. The essence of the city is a place which is designed for the kapara of Rotzeach B'shogeg. So it's very nice you want to protect them the. So get a holding cell, hire a bodyguard. Do something else. This is not the city. The city is a city which is meant for a kapara, for a rooming process, for, say, Rotzach Mishkaga. And there's no place for anyone else there, really, for throwing in and offering protection for Rotzach Mason. Or do you say, no, that really there are two roles and two functions of Ari Miklat. It's a machaper, but it's a miklat. And When it's a miklat for Rosiach Bashkaga, it works for kapara, it's a mechaber for him. But it's also a near miklat, independent of its kaden kapara. And it functions for a miklat. So now you have Rotsiach Mezid, who you want to protect. How are we going to protect him? So it's a protection for Rotsiach Mezid also, just like Rotsiach Bashkaga, and go to our miklat. And that's actually the halacha. That right until he's prosecuted, he needs security. So send him to our miklat. That's halacha. That's the process. The process is hold him in a safe place until the trial. Then at the trial, then bring him, and then he'll deal with him. Then you'll either send him back there, give him back the safety, or you won't, or you'll kill him, or you'll let him go. Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to go further. I just don't know how. I mean, maybe you go further. It's like there's a finding. We're kind of defining. That's the question. Could the function of miklat, what I'm saying is in theory it would be nice to protect them, but is the function of miklat separable from the function of kapar? Or do you say that no, they go hand in hand, and there's no protection outside of them? But don't the two roles of Ari Miklat are like inseparable? That's, I guess, the question. Are the two functions and roles of Ari Miklat separable or not? Or they're inseparable. Look, the guy may make a mistake. See, that's actually good. See, definitely, Rotskim Mezid run there. But that's what the Pesach is saying, is that's a mistake. That's according to that way of reading. Is that really there are two roles of Miklat, and they're inseparable. But people don't realize that because they see two roles. So they think there are two roles. They think, oh, it's a Miklat. So the Rotskim Mezid runs there. But the Zikneh the Besen goes and gets him. They say, hey, listen, buddy, this is not just a city for protection. It's not just a safe zone. It's a place which has two functions simultaneously, which together, and the city is for miklat of mechaper for Rotsiach Bashkaga, and you don't belong here. It's not for you. But you see why it lends itself to making a mistake, because that is a function of the miklat, is that it protects murderers. So he runs there thinking that it protects murderers, and we say no. It protects Rotsiach. Otherwise, well, what's the protection? That's not the nature of this protection. The protection of the city is through the Tshuva and Kapara. Whereas the other Mandamer says, no, it legitimately has a double function. And it's true, the highest function takes place, the ordinary function takes place through, the permanent function takes place through being where it's Chicago live there, they get Kapara, they do Tshuva. But it also has a second function independent of that. It's probably interesting. This gets to that point. Is that... It's a surprising Gemara. Amar Rav Elazar. It's a very nice Gemara. Yir sheruba rotzchem einan kolatas. If a city has a majority rotzchem, if majority of the dwellers of the city are rotzchem, killers, it doesn't protect anymore. Shenamar, right? That's the thing, isn't it? Don't you think regular folks, not these rotzchem Chicago. If it becomes a majority of rotzchem Chicago, it doesn't work. Why? Shenemar, this is passing Yeshua. Idaber beozne zikni erahi as devarav. This is a hard. Velo shehoshvu devrahem devarav. His words, not this. Just because the rove of the city is murderers, what is that? It's hard to understand the lima, but that's what it's saying, is that he tells them his words, but not their words. Which means, kainamena kolatas. Debeinan zikmachlokas. Is it just for a mitzvah that there should be zakenim, or it's actually a kuvah? But if you have a city without any zakenim, is it kolat or not? So that's another machlokas. That's a machlokas, actually. Is it or is it not? I don't know. It's not clear what I mean. Yes, chachamim. Bezdin or something like that. Because it says, he goes and speaks to the zakenim of the city, so if there has to be there zakenim. The other side says, no, that's just a mitzvah. It's nice if there's zakenim, but it's not ma'akev. So, I mean, these two things somehow go together. I mean, they're not exactly the same thing, but they're all based on that Pasuk in Yeshua. It's interesting it's from Pasuk in Yeshua.